all week, but I heard your girls got some work in. I was eating lunch one day, and they came in after practice and seemed like they were pretty tired.
Yeah, we did. We got Monday's practice in, and, you know, it was kind of difficult, that loss we had on Saturday, but we just got it pretty much handed to us in the first quarter, and I felt like that's where the game was won or lost. But I haven't been down 20 points at halftime in a long time, and I challenged my girls at halftime. You know, we got two choices. We can put our tail between our legs, or we can go out and try to battle and see if we can make a game out of this. And I was proud of them. We got it within 9 points with about, 3.5 minutes left, and then they kind of went into a stall. We fouled them. They hit some free throws, and we lost by 12. But, you know, playing on Saturday, playing on the right side of the bracket, I talked to the Lawson people, and that was the first time since the year 2000 that the Carrollton Lady Trojans had been on the winning side of the Lawson tournament bracket. So, you know, the competition, once you go to the right side, is a little bit tougher, and we found that out. But, you know, it was all right. It's just a learning phase. We were a sixth seed, and when you're a sixth seed, you can get to play for a third-place trophy. I think it's a learning tool for our young girls, and hopefully we can learn from that.
Well, as alumni of Carrollton High School, it's exciting to see the strides that the girls are making this year. And I noticed whenever they were talking about how hard they worked on the press in practice earlier this week. Is that something you want to try to work in more later in the season?
Yeah, it really is, and I'll be honest with you, I wish we had it in now, but it's just one of those things. I feel like I've done this long enough. There's no sense putting in a bunch of stuff if you can't. You're never going to perfect anything, but if you can't do the things that you're trying to do right, the little things, or, you know, one play, there's no sense putting in two plays if you can't run the first play right. So, yeah, we're working on putting in the press. I don't know if we're quite ready for it to put it on there, because I don't want to give up a bunch of layups because we're not scoring the ball at a high pace right now. But it is something that we worked on, and, you know, hopefully, you know, down the stretch, it's something I can use or utilize just because of how hard I think that the girls are playing and the effort they're getting. So hats off to them. In that third place game real quick, Drew, Jordan Myler led us with 10 points and 10 rebounds. And I was really proud of her. She played really hard. And Mackenzie Brown made the all-tournament team, which I know it's been since 2000, since we've had a girl make that. So I was really proud of them in that aspect. And so, you know, you've kind of followed us. In the first tournament we were in this year, we were the 7th seed, and we upset the 2. This tournament, we were the 6th seed and upset the 3. Now I'm getting ready to head to a Slater tournament where the shoe's going to be on the other foot. We've done enough work so far that we're starting to get recognized, I think, a little bit by the area schools, and now we're going to be a 2 seed in the Slater tournament. So I'm anxious to see how we handle ourselves being the higher seed, knowing, you know, people are telling you you're supposed to win, where my message in the locker room has been, no one expects you to win. We have nothing to lose. Let's go out and show them what we can do. So it's going to be a little bit different, and we happen to play Slater on their home floor, and I've seen Bob Gonzalez. I know very well, and he's a good basketball coach, and I know he'll have his girls ready. I've seen him a little bit on film, and so we're going to have our hands full. Even though it's a 2-7 matchup for us, it's really a tournament to me that is pretty much wide open.
Yeah, and I know that Slater gym will be packed when those girls match up. And, you know, Coach Gonzalez, like you said, does a great job. And I believe those girls have won 5 out of their last 7. Things really seem to be going well. So it should be a good matchup for both your girls and the Slater girls as well.
Right, yes. They have been on a winning streak. They started off kind of slow, and I know he has a young team. And, you know, I know and respect Bob. I remember coaching an all-star game maybe like 2004 or 5. We coached an all-star game together. So he knows his stuff, and you know, we're not going to go in overlooking him by no means, because like I told the girls after the Lawson game, we're not a team that can just play 2 quarters a night and expect to win. We've got to go out and play 4 and sometimes 5 like we did against Santa Fe. You just got to go play every second as hard as you can, and at the end of the day, you hope it's enough, and if it's not, at least you can walk out of a gym with your head up knowing you're giving everything you can to yourself and your teammates.
And that's one thing that's been pretty evident all year is your girls are going to do that. So I look forward to seeing them in the Slater tournament, and I'll probably see you on Tuesday night.
Well, that sounds great, Drew, and thanks for your coverage. Thanks for letting me – you know, I'd like to mention every girl on the team, but I know that's not what it's about. But I'm really proud of these young ladies, and if you're listening, girls, just keep up the hard work, and we'll keep plugging along.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, man. Hey, thanks for the text. I was over here at Corey's playing some cards. I appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for watching after me. All right, man. We'll see you at Slater.